Yud Beis Tammuz, Thursday the 6th of July, Rabbi Michael Greenblatt, Techeles Doma Liam, and Halachic Ramifications Today.
We are zoicha every day to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a very special mitzvah. In Parsha Shalach, a few parshas ago, says in the pasuk, "Leman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai." The Gemara in Menachos says that shekula mitzvah tzitzis keneged kol haTorah kula. The value of mitzvah tzitzis is the same as keeping the whole Torah, as is written, "V'asisem es kol mitzvosai." So you do a story with the Vilna Gaon, that he was just before he was Nifter, he held on to his tzitzis and he started crying, and he said that he's leaving a world with just a few pennies, one could be yoitz such a beautiful mitzvah. But as we know, there's a chelik of the mitzvah that fortunately most poskim hold we can't be mekayim today, and that's the chelik of the tcheles. As it's written, v'nosna al tzitzis hakonov psol tcheles. The Mishnah Menachos says, "Hatcheles einam akeles halovon, v'alovon einam akeles hatcheles." Nowadays we do not have tcheles, so we yoitz just with the lovon. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, one shouldn't make a mistake of thinking that lovon and tcheles are two mitzvahs, even though they're not ma'akev zeh zeh. It's really one big mitzvah. But lechatchila you're supposed to be mekayim with tcheles. If you don't have it, then you're still mekayim it with lovon. The inyan of mitzvahs tcheles, the Gemara in Menachos of Mem Gimel brings down in the name of Remeah. It's a very famous Gemara. Remeah asks, "My shono tcheles mikol atzavoinim? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to use the color of tcheles from all colors?" We all know the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, Remeah says, "Tcheles doyma liyam, yam doyma lirakia, rakia doyma le'evin sapir, ve'evin sapir doyma l'kisei hakovod." Rashi Menachos brings down that the Indian is that when a person wears tcheles, he remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through the tcheles, through this link of yam and rakia, it actually brings every yid, every day when he's supposed to put on tcheles, as a memory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a very shver Rashi in the same Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Rashi brings a different reason for the mitzvah of tcheles. We have to understand, it's on the same Gemara, why does Rashi change the reason? Rashi says, it actually works the other way around. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod, Rashi says, "Niska b'mitzvah zu." He remembers the mitzvah of tcheles that Klal Yisrael does, "Shehi keneged kol ha-mitzvahs," as we said at the beginning, "Ishakula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod, it's a limud tzchus for Klal Yisrael, he remembers the mitzvah of tcheles. Question is, obviously, what forced Rashi to change the pshat? Rashi's pshat Menachos is actually not his own pshat, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayishlach, and it's a Sifri also. The Medrash Darshans, it says, "Ureisem oisoi," you should see in the Lashon singular, as the Medrash Yishar really said about the tzitzis, "Ureisem oisom." We should see the four tzitzis. Why does it say "Ureisem oisoi" in the Lashon Yochid? Says the Medrash is really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Ureisem oisoi." Through putting on tcheles, through this doymel rakia, when actually Kaviyochel has a kabbalas p'nei shechina. It's a "Ureisem oisoi." You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tcheles. So why does Rashi and Chulin change the pshat in the very same Gemara and say that Hashem will see us? The answer is, in the background to that Gemara in Chulin and Pei Tes, the Gemara says that Rava said, "B'schar she'omar Avraham Avinu," when Avraham Avinu came back from the Melchemah with Sodom, and he was offered to take all the spoil, he said, "In michut v'ad sroich noal," I refuse to take even the minute items of a string or a shoelace. And because he refused to take those things, The Gemara says, Zochu pono l'shtei mitzvos. We are zoichu for generations to two mitzvos. L'chut shal tcheles, for the chut of tcheles, or ritzua shal tefillin. We are zoichu to have the ritzua shal tefillin. Ask the Gemara, Vishloima ritzua shal tefillin. We understand what the benefits, what hano we have now, of ritzua tefillin. The ksiv v'ro kol amei oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecho. V'tanya Rebbe Elazar God l'oima eila tefillah shebaroish. When the goyim see that we wear tefillin, they'll be scared to touch us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special mitzvah b'schus Avraham Avinu that he never said, that he never took the ritzua, the chutz shroich noah. Ela chutz shel tcheles mahi. Says the Gemara, what benefit do Klal Yisrael have from the chutz shel tcheles? From the ritzua shel tefillin, we have a benefit, a guardian, that the goyim will be scared to touch us. But what do we gain out of having the chutz shel tcheles? And the Gemara brings down the Tanya Remei Oime, Manishtano Tcheles. The Gemara brings down the whole Gemara. So Rashi saw in that Gemara that there must be something else in Tcheles that we get Hanoah from. Just like the Chut Shel Tfilin is a guardian, has with the Ritzuas, has a full shame of Hashem on it, together with the Tfilin. And therefore it guards us, when the Goyim see us, they're scared to touch us. So too, Tcheles must have some type of guardian for us. What is that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously looks at the Kisei HaKavod and he remembers the mitzvah of Tcheles. That's what forced Rashi to say that there's an additional inyan in Tcheles. So Tcheles, the Maisa, unfortunately we don't have it, works two ways. It's for us, Hikatimsa, to go all the way up to Ribbono Shel Olam or Reisa Moisai by looking at the Tcheles, but also it's a special benefit for Klal Yisrael and Zchus of Avraham Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod and remembers our kiyum of Kol HaTorah Kula. With that, it's possible to explain, perhaps, what went on with Korach. We know Rashi brings down from Chazal that Korach went and he dressed the 250 Roshei or Eido. Ma osa Korach, Rashi says, he went and he dressed them with a beged shel kuloi tcheles. And he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, is this beged, which is kuloi tcheles, mechuyev b'chut shel tcheles or not? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, absolutely yes. So Korach started saying, how is it possible? If you have a chut shel lovon, if you have a beged shel lovon, if you have a complete white beged, one chut shel tcheles poito isoi. And you're telling me that a beged shel tcheles, a whole beged shel tcheles, you're going to tell me it needs to have a chut shel tcheles? How can it be? What's this machloikus between Korach? We know Korach was a godel hador, what's going on? It's possible to say that Korach thought that the inyan of tcheles was this inyan between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring us to that koro of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you have a beged shel kuloi tcheles, you're the whole day surrounded by tcheles, you're going to be doima l'rakia, you're going to be doima l'kitzei hakovod, and l'chor there's no inyan of the tcheles. But there's another inyan of the tcheles. The inyan of tcheles is a person can shtayg like Korach, and he can be full of avoidah, bay shel kuloi svarim, but you still need to have that slocha of the siyata d'shmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, ho b'loi ho loi sagi. The person learns all day, and he doesn't daven for siyata d'shmaya for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he won't get anywhere. If a person davens all day and he doesn't learn, right, he won't become a Talmud Chacham. You need both. Korach was a b'chino of kuloi tcheles, he was steiging, he was learning, b'ayis shel kuloi svarim, but l'maisa, you need to have a special Siyata Dishmaya. If a person does an extra mitzvah of Tcheles and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Kisei HaKavod, there has to be a channel of Siyata Dishmaya. It was through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Novi Shel Chol HaNeviim, that Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Siyata Dishmaya. It's the mezuzah on the Pesach of the Bayis that you get the special Siyata Dishmaya. It doesn't help that you're learning all day Kulei Svarim. You need to have the special channel, this extra inyan of Tcheles that Rashi brings down. Could be that Korach, maybe, perhaps, if one's allowed to say so, maybe wasn't Oymed Me'achuz, and this was what was going on in me. I'd like to bring down, regarding this Gemara, and bring down a Chiddush LaHalacha, a beautiful pshat here in the Sefer Teras Chaim. The Sefer Teras Chaim al Hashas in Chulin, and the Mashal also touches one or two of the points. He asks, what's pshat that the Gemara says, that why were we Zoichin, Tefillin, and Tzitzis? Do we ask why were we zoich in the mitzvah of lulav? The hundreds of mitzvahs that we have, tariyat mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the rots and Hashem. What does it mean that b'schusk of Avraham Avinu saying that he's not going to take the shroich now and the chut we zoicha to tefillin and sitzes. Says in Marshon, a Teres Chaim, that really, as we said at the beginning, sitzes has its main mitzvah. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah where you have the basic mitzvah, the lavon, and you have the actual tefillin, and then there's an addition. There's a tcheles by the mitzvah of sitzes, there's the addition of the tcheles, and there's a ritzua. We could have tied on, says the Marshal, the Torah's time, we could have tied on the tefillin anyhow you wanted. You could have taken a strap, you could have taken a string, but we were given the ritzua which has kedusha, and the Gemara calls it tashmishei kedusha. So these two additions that we were given within these mitzvahs, these are mitzvahs that have additions within them. Tcheles within sitzes, and ritzua shel tefillin within tefillin. These additions we were given from Avraham Avinu. But what's pshat in this connection? Why? What's? Is it just the words for the fact that Avraham Avinu never said, "I'm not going to take a shoelace"? So maybe we get a ritzua shel tefillin that looks like a shoelace, and from the fact that he refused to take a string, we get tcheles. Is it just a play of words? There must be something deeper going on here between the schus that we get these mitzvahs. So the Teres Chaim explains a beautiful pshat, and I'd like to read out the loshon. Rashi there says, gives a hint to the pshat. Rashi says, the reason why Avraham Avinu, why we are zoicha to these mitzvahs of tcheles and the ritzua shel tefillin, is because Avraham refused to take gezel. This spoil was not his legally. What's the connection? I read out the loshon of the Teres Chaim. Lefisha Avraham leinoson einov lehones min hagezel. All over Shas, when we talk about somebody stealing, he uses a loshon nosno einov b'mamoina shel acherim. He put his eyes in somebody else's money. Lefisha Avraham leinoson einov. He didn't put his eyes lehones min hagezel. Afilu miritzuas noal. Even from the minute thing, he could have taken something, he went to war, he refused to look at it. Lekach zochru bonov sha'ovdei kachovim noisnim einehem b'ritzuas tefillin shelahem v'yiru minchem. B'tzchus that Avraham Avinu controlled his eyes, ha'remoisi yodai lekel elyoin, he was completely with the Ribbono shel Olam. He knew that every penny that he deserves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give him. Lo yinehna min hagezel, he's not going to take for something else. He was focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that, when the goyim look at us, and we're living with that madrega, we're with the Ribbono shel Olam, so when they look at us, they'll be scared. With their eyes, when they focus on us, the schus that we're in control of our eyes. There's a mashail about it, about kivush mechoma. The mefarshim speak about it. Why is it not kivush? The mefarshim speak good shail. They have a big arichas devarim about it. The pasuk actually says a different reason. But they say manir shartias Avraham. Not because the shloim enim in hagezel. It goes together. Olafi shloim nosan einov lehones afilo michut shel gezel. He refused even to take a string. Zochu bonov. Shakodesh Baruch Hu nothen einov bechut shel tcheles shelahem kishemistakel bekisei hakovod. As we saw for Rashi, Hakodesh Baruch Hu, if we are focused with our eyes totally to the Ribbono shel Olam, we're not neinim in hagezel. We believe that everything that Hashem wants us to get, we'll get. Then the goyim will be scared of us. They won't touch us. They won't be able to damage. With their looking at the eyes, v'yorim imecho, and Hakodesh Baruch Hu will look at us. And through looking at the Kisei HaKovod, and will be totally connected to us. Even though, unfortunately, we do not have nowadays tcheles to ask certain poskim, behold that we do have tcheles. I'm not going to go into that. There's a lot of tshuvas written about it. But there is a nafgemina l'halocha, very interesting nafgemina l'halocha till today, which we can maybe focus in a little bit to this inyan of being the Ribbono shel Olam. Very interesting halocha. It's well known in Hilchos Levishas Begodim, the Siman base that the Mechaber brings down, that one puts on one's shoes every day, with shoelaces, one should first put on the right shoe, not tie it, then do the left shoe, then tie it, and then tie the right shoe. We know that halacha governs every move that we do, including how we tie our shoelaces. This is the koyach of halacha, the koyach of the Torah. The makor, the source of this halacha, Shulchan Aruch, the Siman base, is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara actually says that Rabbi Yochanan even put his, because of this, the fact that we put tefillin on the left hand, seemingly are not on the right hand. Therefore, he put his left shoe, even the left shoe he puts on first. The halacha, the Gemara brings the machloikas. No, Rabbi Yochanan put even the shoe on first. Rabbi Yochanan even put the shoe on first. The Gemara brings down the machloikas, and the halacha is that we only tie the shoe first. What's the connection? Very good. What's the connection? We know that the Torah gives the chashivas to the right. Everything we do, the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the Matsoyer Rabbayim Yodoy, everything is on the right, and that's why when we get dressed, we put the right shoe on first, we put the right sleeve on first. Rashi says there's one inyan where the Torah gave chashivas to the left. What is that? In guarding tying, as we see that we tie the tefillin on the left, that's what Rashi brings down, and we tie the tefillin on the left hand. It's a little bit difficult because the chora, the reasons why we put the tefillin on the left hand, it should be near the lave. It's a little bit difficult that we can see from there that there's an inyan of chashivas of kshira from the left. So I saw that the levush brings down a beautiful pshat and a different pshat to Rashi. He says that the Gemara is not bringing a raya from the fact that we put the tefillin on the left arm rather than the right arm. He says it's because we put the tefillin shal yad before the tefillin shal rosh. The head is on the right of the left hand. We're not weighing up the left hand over the right hand. We're weighing it. Why? The Hagdoma, why we maktim the tie, putting the tefillin on the arm before putting on the head. The arm, as we know, is on the left of the head, the left arm. Akoponim. This is the Gemara. Now, the Levush says a big chiddush. The Levush says a very big chiddush. He says that the reason why the Gemara in Shabbos connects the way we put on our shoes with the tefillin is because of that Gemara we just said in Chulin. Because the Ritzur Shal Tefillin was directly linked Shal Tzruch Na'al. Because, as the Gemara says, Avram says, I will not take a Tzruch Na'al. That's why we were Zoyka to Ritzur Tefillin. That's why we paskin the halacha that the shoelace has to be put on first on the left, the same as the tefillin, because the schus of the tefillin was directly because of what Avram Avinu said. This is brought down the Levush and other posts can bring it down. And this makes enough gemina lahalocha. Is the halocha of tying one's left shoe first only in regard of shoes? For example, if one has other items of clothing. In Europe they used to have short chassidim, used to have short trousers, and sometimes used to have an elastic string around. Is there an inyan of tying that elastic string first? Machloikas apoiskim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskens that every item that you tie, if you have gloves or whatever, if it has a string around it, you should always do the left one. The din, which is brought down in Shabbos, regarding shoelaces, is lav dafka shoelaces. Every item. But however, many Mefarshim bring down, and they build on this Levush, know that being that this whole inyan of tying the left shoe is singularly because of the Gemara in Chulin, that the whole schus of the tefillin that we get, the ritzuot of tefillin, is because of Rav Avinu says, Sroich Noel. So dafka by the shoelaces are we makpid to have it on the left, and no item do you have to be makpid. Basically what we left, well, from this inyan today, we don't have the tcheles. What we left on today, with our connection, remembering that Ribbono Shel Olam, everything comes from Hashem. And we loy ne'enem min ha-gezel. Right? Chavivim aleim sadikim by Yaakov Avinu, m'moinam yoysam igufam. We know everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So l'omash loy ne'enem min ha-gezel, we're left with this inyan of the left shoe. Lamaisa, there are two shailas, the halacha, in regarding this shaila. There's a shaila brought down, what do women have to do in regard? Women do not put on tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah does not speak about it. Do women have to be makbid on tying their left shoe or not? If they're wearing shoelaces, do they have to be makbid on tying or not? They don't wear tefillin. The Achroinim speak about it. G'doy L'Achroinim speak about it. L'chora, what's the lomdus? The lomdus is, l'chora, is it the simon? It's not the fact that we didn't put tefillin on, but we see from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to put it on the left hand, etc. That tells us it's a simon that in yonik shirat tefillin, there's a chashivas of the left. So even if women don't have tefillin, doesn't matter. It's not the sibba. It's not because we put tefillin. It's the simon. It's a simon from the fact that the Torah said, when you learn like the Levush, you learn like Rashi, that we should put the tefillin as a simon that, for some reason or other, in regard of kshira, the Torah gives the chashivas to the left, the male and women are no different. if they just because they don't put on tefillin, the ma'isa we the nyonik shira, there's a chashivas of the left. If you learn from the fact that we actually put it on our hands, so the mela, because women don't put on tefillin on their hands, the mela they call it the siba, that's the cause of it. This ibachira, therefore, women who don't put on tefillin can put their right shoe on and tie it, and then put the left shoe on. The Mishnah Berurah brings down regarding a left-handed person that one doesn't know should tie the right shoe first. You could say the chayrut toil on this lomdus the chayrut. Who cares if the left-hand person puts the tefillin on his right hand? The yisoid hadavah, we can see from the fact that normal people put it on the left hand. So the chayrut we see that is a chashivas given to the left hand. So the chayrut, what nafka minute does it make? If a left-handed person puts, he's a bit different, and he puts it on his right hand, we're bringing a raya from the fact that the Torah gave a chashiva, so we look at the majority of the people. L'chora, one would say, from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says, the left-handed person, that it's the sibo. And therefore, l'chora, a woman would be the same. But it's not mucha. Because one could learn that in regard of a left-handed person, there was no chashivas given. He was after given the chashivas on the right hand. I would like to suggest the Chiddush Lahalacha, which I didn't see anyone brought down. It's possible that even though, as the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that left-handed people like myself should tie their right shoe first, that's only in regard of a man who actually puts the tefillin on the right hand. He has the advantage that he has the chashivas on his right hand. However, a left-handed woman, I didn't see anyone discuss what a left-handed woman does with tying the shoelaces. In Svara, one would say, she has two leniencies. Number one, she's a woman. Therefore, she doesn't put on tefillin. Therefore, she should definitely put it on the right hand. And at the same time, she's a left-handed person. But I would like to say Pumfaket. I would like to be Mechadish, that even those poiskim hold, in the Mishnah Berurah, that a left-handed person ties his right shoe first. That's only in regard of a man. Obviously, if you hold a woman, is Bechlal not in the parasha? But if you hold that a right-handed woman, those poiskim who hold that a right-handed woman does have to tie a left shoe first, because they say that you look at the chashivas, at the fact that the siman, not at the chashivas, sorry, you look at the siman that the Torah gave the chashivas to the left hand, being that a woman doesn't put on tefillin, so she will also have to put it on her left shoe first. A man who wears tefillin on his right, a left-handed man who wears tefillin on his right hand, so he has given chashivas to his right hand, and therefore the Mishnah Pasuk is that he should tie his right shoe first. But a woman who anyway doesn't put on tefillin, and yet you're going to paskin that if she's a right-handed woman, she should tie her shoelace for the left shoelace first. Why should it be any different from the fact that she's a left-handed woman? She doesn't wear tefillin. She's loy gora. So I would try to suggest that a woman would have to, even if she's left-handed, should have to put on, tie her left-hand shoelaces first, even if a man doesn't.
A lady can wear tefillin. Right. A left-handed lady who wears tefillin.
Right. So it's very interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting because the poiskim, including the Sweet Pesach Frank and everyone, they talk about it, they take all for granted that a woman doesn't wear tefillin, and she doesn't have the chashivas. It's true, it's something else, a good shine.
She has a potential of one grow, but she can wear tefillin. Yeah. And if she's left-handed, which hand does she put it on?
Right, in a chanam.
On the right hand.
But I'm saying, in a chanam.
On the upkeep of her.
Yes, right. But I'm saying on that sad, the poiskim summary is on this. I'm saying a possibility, I'm not saying as a rabbi, I would like to suggest the possibility that it's not taken for granted that just because the Mishnah Berurah says that a right hand person should tie his right doesn't mean that a woman's in the same category. She doesn't put on the tefillin. Maybe she doesn't have a possible finish.